I was born in a North African country. Left it for studies, but my family is still living there. Historically speaking, King Solomon had a fight with demons, and after winning, he sent them to my country, or at least in the region where I was living, and as a punishment and reclusion. So the place has a reputation of being a very active paranormal place, especially when it comes to witchcraft and black magic. We are talking about territory of more than 80,000 kilometers. So basically, the whole country is a nest of paranormal activities. I was on my last teenage years, maybe 18 or 19 years old. I cannot recall this. We are living in a kind of a mansion house, three floors. So I'll let you imagine how big that thing is. My parents bought the field and constructed the house for almost 3 years, and during the construction, they found a water well with more than three water sources. This was not suspicious when you look closely at this detail. Spirits and demons are always looking for a source of conduction, and water seems to be a very good source for them. Anyways, long story short, one January night, I was chilling on my Xbox 360 on the second floor while my parents were in the basement, sleeping deeply. As this place of the house is always the warmest during winter nights, and I wanted to stay alone in order to profit from my alone gaming nights, I remember that I was completely sober, no lust of sleeping, was not tired, and as a person, I was always fascinated with the invisible world, but not scared at all. As a Muslim, my religion taught me to stay strong against the invisible world and understand that each being had its own life and own perception of living. But at the time, I was too young and never experienced anything from this sort. After around 6 hours of straight playing Street Fighter FIFA, I decided that my eyes needed some rest. So I went to the toilet in front of my room and left the door half opened. But when I came back, I was preparing myself to lay on the pillow when I heard the sound of the door opening. I thought at first it was the aftermath of me just moving quick and the wind hitting the door. But when I looked at the door and in the doorway, it seemed to me like an eternity. I saw a woman. Couldn't see what she looks like. No eye shape or color. Just a woman with long blood red hair and a white dress standing in front of me. With some reflection, I think she stayed for about 3 seconds before coming inside, sitting on the bed next to me. There were two beds because my cousin used to come over a lot. And told me in a nice voice, "You have a lot of dead people in this house. It may seem nice in English, but in my local language, I can assure you that it's one of the creepiest things you can ever hear." I jumped out of my bed and ran straight to the basement. I woke my parents up and told them what had happened. My father took a tire changing tool, don't ask me why, and went to my bed to check to see if she was still in there. And my mother was so calm that I thought it was kind of crazy. It turned out that she knew exactly what happened to me and didn't want to overreact. I'm 27 years old now. I left my parents' house around 2 years ago, and from that day, I was never allowed to sleep alone in that room. 3 years ago, a friend of my sister, a medium, came for a visit and told us that the house looked like a demon and spirit hotel. We still don't know what to do, and I'm glad that I'm not living in this house anymore because what I told you now is the only most notable event that had happened to me. Other things like footsteps, noises, nightmares, things changing places randomly, and side-eye shadows are normal to me now. This is starting to really freak me out. As I'm typing this, my son's fart machine just went off, and no one is in near the remote. Another thing that's been happening a lot is the passenger seat belt light starts flashing when I'm driving, and then it starts beeping. That only happens when someone is actually sitting in the seat. It might be random, but it only goes off right before I see my ex to drop off my son, and he sits in the back seat. Does this happen to anyone else? I don't know if this is just random or a spirit trying to reach out. Sorry, I sound crazy. Some really interesting comments. Thank you guys so much. And to the haters, I'm sorry my post upset you guys so much. I, 24 female, work for a semi-busy fire department. We just ran a late night Lyft assist and returned to station at around 1 a.m. During my report, I realized our vitals haven't uploaded our ZOL device, blood pressure cuff, SOP monitor. So I walked out to the ambulance, hopped into the back and started troubleshooting why the vitals weren't set. I decided to print them off as I was getting ready to go back into the station. I, for no reason at all, glanced to the front seat area. There was a small window that glimpsed into the front of the ambulance truck and a rear view mirror for the driver to see what's going on in the back. There was a face in the rear view mirror, a bald man with this horrible scowl on his face. I instantly felt a shot of terror go down me. I tried to talk myself out of it. I was trying to figure out what I was seeing, but the longer I stared, the more I realized it was clearly a man's face. All I could see was his forehead, no visible hairline on the sides, and it seemed like he was bald. And then his eyes. He had light wrinkles, but such a hateful look. He was glaring right at me, his eyes staring straight into mine. Needless to say, I got out of the ambulance and pretty much ran back to the station. I didn't recognize the face. We have one bald worker, but he isn't on duty today. The face did actually look a bit like him, but that firefighter is a negative person who doesn't like females in the fire service. But I couldn't be 100% on the face, being my coworker. Edit. Oh, by the way, this is just an update to it. One of my coworkers is a dark-skinned man and didn't know until yesterday that his stepfather that raised him was white. When I described the man to him, bald, maybe a slight beard, my coworker stated that I probably had seen his dad, as multiple others have heard him speak. His dad passed in a motorcycle accident and was a police officer. He always hung around our fire station. My coworker showed me a photo, and I felt all the color drain from my skin, all the color drain from my face. It looked just like him. In fact, I thought my coworker was messing with me. I, 25 male, work in a small town and work at the daycare center today. When a kid, 4 years old, was dropped off, their mother turned to me and asked me, "Who's Christopher?" And taken back, I turned to her and asked what she was talking about. It was only the normal kids that come here, and with it being a small town, I knew every kid there. She looked at me and said that her child said there was someone new here named Christopher. And I told her no, and we both laughed it off, and she left. Later on, I asked the kid who Christopher was, and they got really bashful and shyly. Said that he was a boy here that was really shy and wasn't shy around them, and that he was only here when I wasn't. Now, I understand that kids can be kids, and could be seeing imaginary friends. Part that I get concerned by is that he's only here when I'm not. I'm not saying it's a ghost, but I'm well aware of the fact young children can see things adults can't. And I'm not trying to be egotistical or anything, but I am practicing pagan. I have spent a lot of energy protecting myself from bad spiritual stuff. Essentially, so I do find it concerning that only wants to communicate with the child, doesn't want to be here when I'm not. So I ask, do you think it's a ghost or a child being a child and having imaginary friends? Back in college, I was hanging out with my friends one night and realized too late that there was no more public transport available. So I asked one of my best friends to take me home on his scooter, since we don't live too far away from each other. He agreed, so we decided to hang out longer with everyone and have a few drinks. Don't worry, everyone sobered up by the time that we headed home. It has been more than a decade ago now, but from what I can remember, we took off at around 1 to 2 a.m. The roads were empty and it was super quiet, so we chatted happily while on the road. We got to this area where there were no houses, only trees, and were far apart from each other. So, If there were people there, they would be very visible, even at 1 a.m., as the moonlight was bright enough to light the night. We were telling jokes and laughing out loud, partly to shake off the eerie quiet of the night, when suddenly we heard a woman's laugh, loud enough that we both got quiet instantly. It sounded like it came from right behind me. Keep in mind that we were on a moving scooter on an isolated road at 2 a.m. We both got instant chills, and I immediately wanted to cry. I'm a scaredy cat, yet I love this sort of stories. He quickly asked me, "Who was that?" I looked behind, and on both sides of the road, there was no one there. Not a single person, not even a stray dog. I looked up at the trees, because it was mostly coconut trees. So I looked to check there was a person on top for no reason. But nope. I laughed nervously and said to him, "You heard it too? There's no one around." We both agreed that it sounded like it came from behind me. Fearing the worst, he drove faster until we got out of the isolated area. He still had to drive back the same road after he dropped me off, but he made sure to drive fast. Even more than a decade later, we remember the experience and bring it up from time to time as one of the creepiest unexplained experiences that we both had. I'm 34 Mel. This happened to me and my brother when I was around 18 years old and he was around 20 years old. Take it or leave it, we both know it's true. We drove home at about 11 p.m. one night after visiting a friend on the other side of town. We were sitting in my brother's car smoking a cigarette before we went inside. We both lived in an old weatherboard house with a straight driveway about 15 meters long. Across the other side of the road from our driveway, 10-foot-high brick fence had been freshly painted white, glaringly bright. The street we lived on was well-lit, and we lived right next door to Woolworth parking lot. As we sat there smoking, my brother says to me, "Take a look in the rear view." I grabbed the mirror and turned it towards myself. Standing directly behind the car, just off the boundary of our driveway, was a solid black figure, perfectly contrasted against the white brick fence on the other side of the road. The figure looked to be a female with a jacket on, and her hair looked wet. I turned around to look at the figure, and there was nothing there. I spun back around, and the figure was still standing there in the mirror, face directly towards us. I spun around again to look with my own eyes, and once again, there was nothing there. I turned for a final time back to the mirror, and the solid black figure was still standing there, pointed directly to us, not 15 meters away. At this point, every hair on my body stood on end, and my mind went into a state of complete confusion, non-acceptance. I jumped out of the car and ran to the spot where the figure should have been. I ran to the fence that is shared with the car park. Car park was empty. Nothing was on the street. Prior to my brother telling me to look, he had already done this triple take himself. It took me a long time to look at mirrors in the same way again. And this experience totally changed my perception of what we think we know about our existence. I'm thankful for it. I used to work as an ambulance dispatcher and regularly dealt with some grim jobs, but one has always stuck with me. It was a night shift after a very busy day, and we were struggling to get ambulances to patients that were lower on the priority list. One of many in my sector was an elderly lady who had fallen at home but was uninjured. She had a mobile phone number within reach, and while we waited for a crew to attend our clinicians and had called her a few times to check in and see if she is worsening, updating the log of the incident as they went. She was always polite and apologizing for causing a fuss, stating that she was fine and felt embarrassed an ambulance was coming when she wasn't hurt. When our crew got to the front door, they found it locked, but that there was a key safe on the wall, and they radioed me to ask the patient for the code. I phoned her and she answered immediately. She was alert, she was sleepy. I asked her for the code, hung up, and radioed the code to the crew. From the moment the timestamp on the log showed, it took less than a minute for the crew to gain access, find her, and to radio me for police assistance. The lady was dead. Not only that, but she was stone cold as though she had been dead for some time. It freaked me out. I told the crew I had just spoken to her and to hook her up to an ECG and start CPR. They put pads on her but couldn't find a trace. For someone who was alert and speaking a minute ago, should still have some cardiac activity and an opportunity to bring her back, but they stated there was no hope. This freaked me more out. Something must have been wrong. Some mistake. I called the patient's phone number and the paramedic answered. They were in the right place. I asked them to check the property for anyone else or signs of an intruder had been in. They found nothing. Like all unexpected deaths, where a delay to reach a patient had occurred, I was expected to give evidence to the coroner's court. The court presented evidence that the patient was dead on arrival. The post-mortem revealed no trauma except bruising from being on the floor for a long time, and that she had died of natural causes. It's always sat oddly with me, because even if I didn't speak to an old lady from beyond the veil, I at least heard her last words, and we might have saved her life being there a little earlier.